Ukraine security issue.
On May 28th, the 94th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the Russian army continued to attack Ukrainian positions along the entire front line in the Donbas, but the Ukrainian defenders held the line. After fierce combats in the Luhansk region, Russian attackers suffered heavy losses and retreated from several villages, but continued to target bridges and railroads in order to disrupt logistics. Serhii Haidai, head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration, said on Saturday that they had damaged yet another bridge on an important road between cities. The Lysychansk-Bakhmut highway is constantly under fire. The Russian army doesn't control the area and doesn't block the highway, but keeps it under fire, and it's very risky and dangerous to use it. There are very many destroyed vehicles on the road. However, the region is not yet cut off from the rest of Ukraine. There is access to Lysychansk, Severodonetsk and Hirska community, and telecommunications are available. Yesterday, humanitarian cargoes were delivered there and patrol policemen evacuated 31 civilians, said Serhii Haidai. The Russians have again shelled Kharkiv and several villages in the region, killing one civilian and wounding two. At the same time, fierce fighting continues in the south of Ukraine. According to Mykolaiv mayor Oleksandr Sankevich, the invaders again shelled the city's residential districts on Saturday, killing and wounding civilians. The villages and towns of the Sumy and Chernihiv regions bordering on Russia also came under fire in the small hours. According to Andriy Kovalyov, press officer of the 112th Territorial Defense Brigade, the risk of attacks on Kyiv remains very high. Citing intelligence reports of high military activity on the Belarus-Ukraine border observed for the last 3 weeks, he said the Russians and their Belarusian proxies launched drones for reconnaissance of Ukrainian defense lines on the border with Belarus. There were also attempts by sabotage and reconnaissance groups to break through the border.
Для Російської Федерації Київ – це не просто столиця України, це не просто військовий політичний центр України. Для
To the Russian Federation, Kyiv is not just the capital and political center of Ukraine. To the Russian Federation, obsessed with its imperialistic, man-hating ideology that pushes its army to the war against Ukraine, Kyiv is the cradle of Russian statehood. They openly claim so. Very unfortunately, Putin hasn't abandoned his desire to take Kyiv, and they will gear up for opening another front in the north of Ukraine in order to restrain our forces from fighting in the east and south. We can see how effectively our soldiers have been fighting in the Kharkiv region. They have liberated practically all of its territory from the invaders, said Andriy Kovalyov. Ukrainian partisans are active in the temporarily occupied areas, which is proven by photos and videos on the official page of the Territorial Defense of the Ukrainian Armed Forces. They show leaflets distributed by unidentified persons in the occupied cities and villages with calls on Russian soldiers to go home or share the lot of the Nazi war criminals convicted in Nuremberg. Partisans pledge to kill Russian occupiers. Serhii Kuzan, head of the Ukrainian Center for Security and Cooperation, is convinced that the partisan movement will grow stronger. The more the Russians reveal the real face of the Russian world, the more massive our resistance becomes. There were dozens of partisans in the early days of the war, and now there are thousands in every region. Of course, not all of them can kill the invaders or carry out sabotage or destroy enemy equipment. But info warfare is also important. They stick or distribute leaflets or use other ways to inform people, thus showing the physical presence of Ukrainian resistance in the occupied areas. That doesn't only affect the invaders' morale, but also significantly limits their mobility, said Serhii Kuzan. Ukrainian soldiers freed from Russian captivity were subjected to torture. Most of them were captured during the battles for Mariupol. They suffered injections of unknown substances, and female prisoners were kept in unbearable conditions and raped, said Ukrainian ombudswoman Lyudmila Denisova. According to her, the Ukrainian prisoners of war were blindfolded with adhesive tape and were transferred with bags on their heads and their hands tied behind their backs. During interrogations, Russians put them on their knees, beat them on toes and open wounds with rifle butts, crushed their toes and fingers with pliers, strangled them with nooses, kicked and clubbed them, and tortured them with electric current. The freed female prisoners of war, who were kept in a detention facility in Donetsk, told the ombudswoman that at least 17 inmates were kept in cells for two or three, and the only convenience they had was a bucket. The women were deprived of hygienic means and had nowhere to wash themselves. As a method of psychological pressure, Denisova said, they were forced to watch male prisoners being brutally beaten. They also suffered sexual violence. Wounded Ukrainian soldiers were deprived of vital medical care. Russian doctors only examined them shortly before they were transferred to a camp in Sevastopol, where they finally got help from the International Committee of the Red Cross.